Welcome to No Longer Conformed. I'm Eric Garthy, and we are studying God's will, the basis for life's decisions. In today's session, we'll be looking at Genesis chapter 22, verses 15 to 19. How is God's ownership seen? Finding God's will for life's decision. That's what we've been looking at. And we've looked at what is God's design, considering Esther, understanding the specific purposes for which God created each person, each object, and each relationship in my life. And it all comes down to self-acceptance. What is God's design? What is my responsibility? Looking at David. Realizing that I am responsible to God for every one of my thoughts, words, actions, attitudes, and motives, and that I must clear up every past offense to God and man, having a clear conscience before God and man. Who has authority over this? We looked at Daniel. Recognizing that God works through human authorities to accomplish His work in the world and to give me protection, direction, and provision. I can have an inward peace. What suffering is involved? Well, Joseph, we considered and learning to ask questions and obey the answers which are all in God's Word. Forgive your offenders and accept suffering that God might accomplish His will in your life. Having genuine joy. How is God's ownership seen? Isaac was the one who was promised, the son that was promised to Abraham, through which God was going to bless everyone and the Messiah would come. In Genesis chapter 22, God tells Abraham to take his son Isaac, his only son, the one who is the son of promise and through whom the promise will come, tells him to take Isaac and sacrifice him on an altar to the Lord. Let's look at that. Genesis 22, beginning with verse 1, down to verse 19. Now it came to pass after these things that God tested Abraham and said to him, Abraham, and he said, Here I am. And then he said, Take now your son, your only son Isaac, whom you love, and go to the land of Moriah and offer him there as a burnt offering on one of the mountains of which I shall tell you. So Abraham rose early in the morning and saddled his donkey and took two of his young men with him and Isaac his son. And he split the wood for the burnt offering and arose and went to the place of which God had told him. Then, on the third day, Abraham lifted his eyes and saw the place afar off. And Abraham said to his young men, Stay here with the donkey. The lad and I will go yonder and worship, and we will come back to you. So Abraham took the wood of the burnt offering and laid it on Isaac his son. And he took the fire in his hand and a knife, and the two of them went together. But Isaac spoke to Abraham his father and said, Father, my father. And he said, Here I am, my son. Then he said, Look, the fire and the wood, but where is the lamb for the burnt offering? And Abraham said, My son, God will provide for himself the lamb for a burnt offering. So the two of them went together. Then they came to the place of which God had told him. And Abraham built an altar there and placed the wood in order, and he bound Isaac, his son, and laid him on the altar upon the wood. And Abraham stretched out his hand and took the knife to slay his son. But the angel of the Lord called to him from heaven and said, Abraham, Abraham. And so he said, Here I am. And he said, Do not lay your hand on the lad or do anything to him. For now I know that you fear God, since you have not withheld your son, your only son, from me. Then Abraham lifted his eyes and looked, and there behind him was a ram caught in a thicket by its horns. So Abraham went and took the ram and offered it up for a burnt offering instead of his son. And Abraham called the name of the place, The Lord will provide. As it is said to this day, in the mount of the Lord it shall be provided. Then the angel of the Lord called to Abraham a second time out of heaven and said, By myself I have sworn, says the Lord, because you have done this thing, and have not withheld your son, your only son, blessing I will bless you, and multiplying I will multiply your descendants as the stars of the heaven, and as the sand which is on the seashore, and your descendants shall possess the gate of their enemies. In your seed all the nations of the earth shall be blessed, because you have obeyed my voice. So Abraham returned to his young men, and they rose and went together to Beersheba, and Abraham dwelt at Beersheba. Did Abraham have a decision to make at this point? Well, he had to give up what he valued the most, the son. Luke chapter 14, verse 33. So likewise, whoever of you does not forsake all he has cannot be my disciple. Everything in creation belongs to God. It's all His. And yet, we so often fight as if everything is ours. Abraham had a lot to let go of. Why do you suppose God told him to sacrifice Isaac? Well, look at verse 1. God tested Abraham. Did he pass the test? Well, he aced it, I would say. Verse 16. And he said, By myself I have sworn, says the Lord, because you have done this thing and have not withheld your son, your only son. What was the purpose of the test? It's about the principle of ownership. Knowing that everything I have or will have is entrusted to me by the Lord. And is to be used in ways that will please Him and advance His kingdom. As Christians, we will never be effective until we settle this issue. The issue? What is the issue? Well, it's death to self. Romans chapter 12 and verse 1. I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable to God, which is your reasonable service. Romans chapter 6 is critical regarding the issue of death to self. Dead people can't sin. Dead on the altar. Look at Romans chapter 6, beginning with verse 1. What shall we say then? Shall we continue in sin that grace may abound? Certainly not. How shall we who died to sin live any longer in it? Or do you not know that as many of us as were baptized into Christ Jesus were baptized into His death? Therefore, we were buried with Him through baptism into death, just as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we also should walk in newness of life. For if we have been united together in the likeness of His death, certainly we also shall be in the likeness of His resurrection. Knowing this, that our old man was crucified with Him, that the body of sin might be done away with, that we should no longer be slaves of sin. For he who has died has been freed from sin. Now, if we died with Christ, we believe that we shall also live with him, knowing that Christ, having been raised from the dead, dies no more. Death no longer has dominion over him. For the death that he died to sin once for all, but the life that he lives to God. Likewise, you also reckon yourselves to be dead to sin, but alive to God in Christ Jesus our Lord. Therefore, do not let sin reign in your mortal body, that you should obey it in its lusts. And do not present your members as instruments of unrighteousness to sin, but present yourselves to God as being alive from the dead, and your members as instruments of righteousness to God. For sin shall not have dominion over you, for you are not under law, but under grace. So, what does this all have to do with ownership? Did Abraham have a right to possess Isaac? Well, sure. But he gave up that right to please God. How is God's ownership seen? In this situation of mine, this decision. Am I displaying God's standards? Am I treating it as God's property? Am I being a good steward? Have I yielded my right to it? Is there any indicator of when I'm declaring my rights? Well, yeah, anger. Abraham could have fought for his right to keep Isaac, his only son, who was needed to fulfill the promise. Abraham was confident that God was fully in control. What is your Isaac? What is most valued by you that you keep from God? He can be trusted with all our treasures, people, possessions, positions. Give all your rights to God and receive the ones he may give back as privileges. Abraham got Isaac back. And be grateful God lets you use his stuff. And view anger as the signal of a right not yet surrendered. Luke 9:23. Then he said to them, "If anyone desires to come after me, let him deny himself, take up his cross daily, and follow me." You think about that, and you have a great day.